Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest today is Kat James, the award-winning author of The Truth About Beauty, and she is a transformation expert. In fact, tell us, you know, I'm speaking to her remarkably through the wonders of technology. I'm here in New York, where it's gloomy and gray, and she is in Costa Rica, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm jealous. She's in Costa Rica. She's out there just having a great time, sunning herself, chilling out. But actually, you're conducting a transformation seminar down there, correct?
Yeah, just finishing one up. And yes, I won't tell you what the view is here or anything about the,
don't make
the
me feel bad.
Hot springs leading from the volcano.
Okay.
But it's a nice,
because I'm looking at Second Avenue
backdrop
out the window here, and it's, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
And the cars are backed up, and people are angry and impatient, and it's rush hour.
Gotcha. Okay. I get back to that in a few days.
Okay.
It's an inspirational environment, and there are a lot of good examples here of just kind of making choices that are ecologically sound, not only for the land, but a lot of people live this way. But, you know, back to this inner ecology, it's amazing that every choice we make is going to determine a future and lead to a future. And just the same way my choices, which early in my life and led to my near demise and my near failed liver and my eating disorder, just one by one, I didn't know that they were going to add up to something that was so devastating. And you had your, you know, devastating choices, as you said. And it really doesn't take that long to get yourself back if you are well informed. And I was not. I had to find my way. I'm sure you had to find your way out of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this information that you are giving to your listeners. And what I do with my retreats is something that if someone had just told me about how to do and make this biochemical change happen within a few days, literally, we can make a change that fast, that I wouldn't have had to go through what I did. And so that's what I'm here doing with my attendees at this program and in my book, The Truth About Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, people who are stuck in dark places, I think generally what goes with that is a pretty abysmal lifestyle for many standpoints, lack of exercise, lack of sleep, substance abuse,
yeah,
and poor diet. And especially, you know, certain features of the diet are missing. Lack of essential fatty acids. People don't consume any fish, much less a fish oil pill. They may be severely magnesium deficient. Their vitamin D may be in the crapper. No B vitamins because they're just eating processed food all the time. So they're stuck in a vicious cycle. And, yeah, they can do a lot of talk therapy. They can go to rehab places.
Yeah.
By the way, rehab places now all emphasize lifestyle, diet, and so on. There's a big component. You know, most of these fancy Malibu retreats or what have you, you know, for people with addictive issues. So that's recognized.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know something, you mentioned with fish oil, et cetera, and you mentioned how you can do all of these things. And I did all this emotional work, and I was going in the wrong direction biochemically, even though I was eating what I thought was a pretty great, you know, health food diet.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, you know, if you're not taking in the DHA, for example, and this goes back to personality, you know, a person known for being scatterbrained, a person known for, you know, ADHD or anxiety, and when their neurons are not transmitting their messages at the speed of light the way that they could be if they have enough DHA in their diet, and even cholesterol. And that is something I also want to do, is a lot of mindsets against fat, or the calorie restriction mindset, or the cholesterol mindset, because these are killing people slowly, and they're taking from our potential as how we think and our view of life.
Yeah, some healthy lifestyle newbies move inexorably towards a vegan diet. You know, they're juicing and they're eating an ultra low fat diet in the belief that, well, you know, maybe they're cleaning up their act because they were eating just donuts before.
Yeah.
There may be some improvement there if they're juicing, but they may be missing essential elements in that kind of unbalanced diet.
Yeah, because of course the cholesterol is not only going to first handle some inflammation first, but libido and our hormonal function has so much to do with how happy we are and our joie de vivre. And absolutely right.
Cholesterol being a building block for all your sex hormones. So if you're on an ultra low cholesterol diet, you may be, as a male, hypogonadal. That's a recipe for depression and irritability. Mm-hmm. In a female, low female hormones, that's going to affect mood as well.
And the low fat component, I think there was a Lancet study just flat out that found low fat diets contributed to depression.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, there's a lot of controversy about that because there are, the controversy that's been played out on the internet, vegetarianism is associated with depression. I visited that in a column, and maybe you've taken a look at that, but there's actually some studies that suggest that there's a higher incidence of depression among vegetarians, but it may be that, perhaps vegetarians already are maybe a little more sensitive emotionally or maybe a little more neurotically focused on food. So it's a chicken and egg thing. Is it because they have that type of personality, or is the vegetarianism actually contributing to their mood disorder? That's not clear from studies.
Well, here's my thought on that. I've been vegetarian. I was vegetarian for about 7 years, mm-hmm. and I was an emotional mess during that time, but I was also making other silly mistakes at that time. But there are things like amino acids like L-tyrosine, for example, which are not well absorbed from vegetarian sources of protein.
Yeah.
Zinc, even from pumpkin seeds, is not as well absorbed as zinc from red meat.
Right.
Iron
as well.
I don't think, Yeah, exactly. And so the good amino acids are so key, and the B vitamins and B12 and all the fat soluble vitamins, and there are stories about vitamin D with mood, et cetera, too. And so you have a lot of thoughts there if people are doing that, and I wish I had known all of the things I just said and heard that, because I probably wouldn't have gone 7 years without having meat.
Well, you work with a lot of young women. And a big issue for them, and this is simple. This is like nutrition 101. Iron deficiency anemia, so prevalent among young women, women who've had several pregnancies. They're walking around running on fumes when it comes to iron. Iron is so essential to brain function that it affects IQ, it affects concentration, it affects even sleep.
Yeah.
So that really needs to be looked at.
Absolutely. And I also just see a lot of people depending on flax oil, for example, instead of animal, long-chain fatty acids derived from the fish oil. And again, it's that mentality, like I can get my omega-3 from flax seeds and flax oil, and that is a slow deterioration too. And I see teeth going. And that's depressing in and of itself to see, your bones go and your teeth go. By buying into some of those, really it's a kind of brainwashing. And I bought into the fat-free era, it was heartbreaking for me just as I found my truth right at the beginning of that era to see mainstream go that way for such a long period.
So you exemplify this transformation, because you've been there, done that, you've experienced it, and you've... through a painful process of learning, I think you've adopted the practices that have mood stabilizing and energizing effects. And this sounds superficial, but it's important, is you were battling a weight issue for a really long time. Share with us what happened on that front, because I think that's really an inspiring story.
Sure. And so around, I'd say, 12 or 13, when puberty hit, my body started to change and started to take on the shape of my sister's and my mother's bodies. And I had some nicknames that were, every day I was called a certain name having to do with the size of my derriere. And it was incredibly painful. And so I tried different things like starvation diets. That was actually my first attempt to fast that led to my first binge eating episode. Yep. And I warn people who are not metabolically very intact against fasting.
Yeah.
And then I wound up just hitting this wall in terms of my health eventually once I moved to New York City with my liver enzymes found to be sky high, and they wanted me to take a horrible drug, and I rejected that, walked into a health food store, fixed my liver, fixed a bunch of other things, and started to affect my relationship with food biochemically. And that's when, that is the only time that everything turned around, and without willpower, with no more portion control, amazingly, and I would never joke about that because I was the queen of calorie counting, reversed it, 10 dress sizes down, not even recognizable from the woman that I was.
Yeah, and I think if we go to your book, The Truth About Beauty, do you provide, are there illustrations before and after?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
That's something that people can, and also you feature some of this information on your website.
Yeah, it's informedbeauty.com.
Informedbeauty.com.
Yeah, with an E-D.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about supplements, because I think we touched on magnesium, iron, omega-3 fatty acids. What other supplements can be part of this personality or mood optimization?
Sure. Anything that's going to stabilize your blood sugar is going to help you to avoid rises in insulin and leptin, and that's going to help you reestablish sensitivity so that your body can go back to preferring fat as its primary fuel instead of sugar. So blood sugar stabilizers are really important. I mean, if there's something that an addiction in your past or present, you really need amino acids. So you can get free-form amino acids. These are the kind of things used at these cutting-edge, you know, rehabilitation clinics, and the B vitamins and the zinc, et cetera. You have to know, you know, what your issues are. But if you've had antibiotics and did not take probiotics afterward, or have autoimmune issues, even autoimmune skin things, repeat infections, rheumatoid issues, you are likely dealing with autoimmune issues, and like, and in almost all cases of autoimmune issues, have leaky gut. And so back to what we've been talking about, being sure that your probiotic is viable, that it's, you know, it could have been in a warehouse and been exposed to heat and not be working. And so to get something that is in itself, you know, exposed to seasonal temperatures at least for 3 years and getting hardier and hardier in that environment that you could even chew and travel with, that seems like the right way to go.
And that's coming back to our favorite Dr. Hira's formula, which you know, it's convenient because it comes in a blister pack. You can carry it around with you. You're going to on vacation. It's a really great idea to take probiotics because that's when you're most vulnerable to infections. And so people say, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to be traveling to, say, Costa Rica, and I won't be able to refrigerate my stuff for a long time. It's all going to be dead and devitalized by the time I get there because it says refrigerate. That's not going to happen because this is it's a live culture. And it'll the only thing that'll kill it is maybe, you know, boiling temperature. You know, that may knock it out.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and I bring it for everyone on these programs because there are people dealing with die-offs of, and this is what happens when you bring your carbs. You know, I'm a big proponent of low carb, but very low carb, and increasing your fat. The more metabolically challenged you are, the more your fat ratio to protein needs to be elevated. And but this, the things that change in the gut really demand this kind of supplementation that we're talking about.
Well, let's talk about that die-off, because let's say, I mean, you may be experiencing this right in the here and now. You know, you have clients who are coming down there, you're urging them to eat a specified diet that's probably custom prepared by an expert culinary staff down there. It's kind of like a rejuvenation farm there, health spa. And so people, you know, going from Dunkin' Donuts to that, it's like hitting a brick wall when you're going 60 miles an hour.
Exactly.
What do you?
I prep them in advance. I prep them in advance because there's, you know, people that haven't been eating fat. There are people who've been eating a lot of sugar. People who've been on caffeine, which also gives a rise in insulin to most people. And there are, it's a change on all those fronts that I prepare people with before they come on any retreat, so that they can actually hear the theory that I'm going to be giving them the first few days. We do all the cooking ourselves because people being in the kitchen and learning how to do
That's important.
But, you know, the die-off can be rough.
Actually, there's a study that says that actually if you cook the food yourself, it is actually better for you.
Yeah.
Than if you,
and people learn that it's so easy, it's fast.
Yeah.
So people that hate to cook realize, you know what, there's no one standing there and, you know, reducing the sauce down for 8 hours. It's anything that is overcooked that you do that with. So it's gentle cooking and lots of flavor is what it's about, and not suffering. People don't have to do without desserts, for example. And that's the other area, you know, go beyond. I'm sure most of your listeners have moved beyond the idea of refined sugar as being the only sweetener, to what I call the smart sweeteners, and that's critical that they use those smart sweeteners.
Speak to the issue of withdrawal, because, you know, you're a change maker for people, a transformation initiator, and I think an obstacle for folks like us, because I'm in the business of doing that too with patients, is that patients go through a little bit of hell as they make that change. So can we provide some insight?
Sure.
First of all, what's happening when people feel distress, and how can they overcome that? How long will it last? Will they come out of it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the stress people go in with, you know, maybe they're on psych drugs, anxiety, et cetera, in my view, is malnutrition coupled with poor sleep and usually fat phobia. And when those things are turned around, a huge initial change has taken place. So I have people kind of acclimate to eating fat if they've been ignoring it. And if they don't do that, they might have things sitting there. They might need a little extra help with some lipase, for example, that
digestive
they take
enzymes.
While their body is learning to make more lipase. And so I like them to do that gradually. I don't like to see people doing cold turkey when it comes to caffeine and alcohol and reducing it. But along the way, they can really help themselves, again, with the supplements we mentioned earlier. But I like to break apart all of these aspects of discomfort and then do a little bit of a candida cleanse. And again, I use the Dr. O'Hara's at night, maybe some colloidal silver and aloe to carry it down to where it can do some good, and get people on a regimen with that so that they have less of a pronounced die-off. And so now they're digesting
fat. What's happening when die-off occurs? What are we talking about there for our listeners?
I guess it's called Herxheimer, if I'm saying that correctly, reaction, but it's the toxins given off by the dying bacteria. And if they die off, and there's not a more eradicating dietary method than my protocol, because there are others, but mine really takes the natural sugars out that can help these, you know, resistant pathogenic bacteria and fungi stay alive. It's removing what they're depending on, the natural sugars. So a lot of people say, oh, but you're not going to touch my fruits. Well, it's going to be a lot of fruits that are involved, at least initially. And so it's it's the biggest die-off someone will have. And if it can partially be handled before a person goes all the way with this approach, then they really mitigate a lot of that stress.
Maybe you should have your next retreat in Nome, Alaska, where there's not a lot of fresh fruit, because you went down to Costa Rica, and that's always delicious, succulent tropical fruits.
Yes, but they have a lot of sour fruits here. They use even the bananas. They eat green ones, and then they eat green papaya. And they eat
bananas
green
are a great
mango.
Source of prebiotic, you know, and they're not that sweet, and they actually have a prebiotic composition.
Yeah. We eat them differently than they do.
Yeah. Plantains and green bananas. Yeah. That's right. Resistant starch, which helps the good bacteria.
And everyone's different at which things they have to, you know, remove. And it depends on their degree of metabolic challenge, which is dependent on their heredity and also their dietary exposures as a young person.
What about gluten withdrawal? Because people go through a little bit of hell sometimes just when they get off gluten. It's such an addictive substance. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I wonder how much of that is just, you know, carb withdrawal, because whole grains are really carbs, and carbs are mostly pretty much sugar, their activity in the bloodstream. And so it's not that I'm removing all carbs, by the way, because people still get fiber carbs. But gluten and grain go so hand in hand that that is part of what I think is the sugar withdrawal and the effect on the bacterial die-off, I think, is a result of that.
And then there's this whole theory of, exorphins, and exogenous opioids, that the gliadomorphines, mm-hmm. that there's a morphine-like substances that make wheat really addictive. So literally you can go through withdrawal. Yeah.
And there's fermentation in the gut. And I remember that, you know, I was almost drunk with the binging that I did.
Auto brewery syndrome.
Exactly. And so the remedy there, again, hormonally, what happens when you resensitize to insulin and leptin by keeping your blood sugar levels down is the dopamine pathways heal from that as well. And that, again, sort of reconnects you with the benefit of your own endorphins and your own internal, you know, neurotransmitters, your pain relievers, and it makes life bearable again without seeking these external or food drug type of things.
Okay. So do you see tangible results with people who undergo your seminars and your retreats? Typical example might be, do you have something off the top of your head?
Sure, absolutely. I did a program last fall in Hot Springs, North Carolina, and I had two women who both happened to be lawyers, and one said that when she got home, that the way that she had been, which was based on anxiety and some other biochemical things going on with her, was so changed that she was saying things out of habit and didn't even to herself sound like herself anymore. And it became ridiculous for her to communicate in the way that she had. And her family had to kind of refigure out how to relate with her because she became a direct person rather than a manipulative person. And the other lawyer at that same program said that she felt that the other lawyers, when she went to court the day after she got back, thought that she was and her husband, she said, they all probably thought I was on drugs, is what she said, because she was simply more outgoing, outgoing and wasn't dominated perhaps by pain. And I think something happens, certainly I can say this for myself, when you realize that your body's working the right way at a cellular level, you feel it. And it is a very foreign and amazing feeling. It's very hard to describe.
Coming from a better place, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so our take-home message for today, you know, first of all, let's give some information about Dr. Hira's probiotics. Where are they available?
Sure. And you can go to Dr. Hira's probiotics.com, essentialformulas.com, I think that's, I think I just corrected myself there. Essentialformulas.com, plus also at pretty much any of the health food stores, such as Sprouts or Whole Foods, you're going to find that probiotic
big chains
there.
And also Hoffman Center. We feature that at the Hoffman Center at our Hoffman Center store. It's very popular. And for information about you and the seminars that you put on?
Sure. Again, the website is informedbeauty.com. And if people want to call an 800 number and just learn more, it's 877-54-TOTAL.
And, you know, I really endorse this for a truly profound transformational experience. This is what we're talking about. We're, you know, motivational seminars, great. You know, go to town. You know, hear the best speakers, get the best psychological advice. But if you're going to undergo personal transformation, pay attention to your body because your brain is not just sitting there in isolation. It's bathed in the humors that are created by your gastrointestinal tract, by the foods that you eat. The lifestyle that you undergo, of course, sleep, exercise, all those play a role. I think you address all those in your seminars.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to respect the cellular majority in your body, right?
Indeed. And there's more of more of them than there are of us.
Exactly.
Okay. Great stuff, Kat, as usual. Kat James.
Thank you.
Once again, author of The Truth About Beauty, and the website, once again, is, I have it here, you know it, it's, what is it, please?
informedbeauty.com.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
My pleasure.
Mine as well. And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.